Okay, gentlemen and ladies, and maybe, I don't know. In continuation of my efforts to post ramble faps, which always make me uncomfortable. I don't know why, they're just so intimate. I'm done with for the day. I'm done. I don't want to do any more work. Not that I did a whole lot. I drove around a bit. I got home, did some desk work. Spent a fair amount of time getting teased. Here comes my cat. Is she gonna start knocking shit down? She gets so jealous. She just knows that I need alone time. No, she's okay, she's busying herself with some kind of box. So yeah, I know my body, I know I'm wet without even like touching it. I know. My clit's just like wong. Touch me. It's just like this big ray of like this donut shaped like throbbing area of need. Like, go away, Mew Mew. So, where was I? My clit is like just basically throbbing, and it has been. I guess maybe we'll get started. So it was suggested that I try a for shits and giggles lube. Something new to me. I've never used it. This will be interesting. This is pure. P-J-U-R. It's just, looks like just silicone. Concentrated silicone. Personal lubricant. And I only got the sample size because the full size was like $56. So I was like, I'm not ready to invest in that yet. Okay. Jesus, hold on. That darn cat. Doesn't really have a smell. Doesn't really taste too good either. Okay. So it's not really tacky. It's just very slippy, like... Oh, it's dripping. Oh, we better put this to use, huh? leggings are very convenient for masturbating. Okay, so I'm just going to apply this to my clit. Okay. It feels nice. Normally what I would do though is I would just like put my fingers into my pussy and use my natural lube. I gotta say, this is nice, but it's not quite like natural lubricant. Natural lubricant is perfect. The next best thing I think is spit, but it's okay. Feels good. So, what I do when I've made the commitment to masturbate for real, over the years, I have optimized my own technique. And works well for me. It's what I like. As I've previously mentioned, I don't usually use toys because they work too good. They make me come too fast. Of course, I want to enjoy it. I'm still playing with my clip, by the way. So. I use one hand. Maybe I'm just boring. I don't know, but I just know it works. I use one hand. And here's a little lesson for you gentlemen and women. It is very easy to overstimulate a clit. You just need the slightest pressure. That's why I think tongue and lips are best. But in the event that those are absent, you've got your index finger and your middle finger. And I'm trying to see how to equate it. Like, let's imagine, like, what kind of pressure am I using? Like, it's like not, it's a few steps shy of firm. It's like, say you're, clicking your remote control like that. It's my thumb cracking. Knuckle cracker. Okay, now I've got to crack all my knuckles. One moment. Okay. So yeah, imagine your remote control, like, or your PS5 controller or something, PS4. Just like a light tap, like that's all you need. And if you do it too hard, it just doesn't do anything. I've never actually looked up the anatomy of that, but that is the case. And so, okay, my, know what? I just need to use my own pussy juices because this lube is nice, but oh, that's perfect. Okay. My judge is in. The lube is good, but not as good as the natural thing. Okay. So you just sort of start gently flicking up and down. That's how I do it. That's how I've been doing And you'll be able to tell as I continue, my breath gets shaky. And, what else? My toes, as I get you know what, let's just wait for this to happen naturally, and then I'll explain as it's happening. That's probably sexier. And so I have one hand free to preferably play with my tits. And I wriggle a lot as I get closer. I don't know why. It's like some sort of instinct to get away. I don't know why. Something else I should research. I wonder what your lips would feel like. Like, would you just put them around my clit and sort of use your tongue to suck into your mouth? Or would you just use your tongue and no lips? Like, use your fingers? Something to wonder. I kind of like the idea of it being trapped in your lips and then your tongue. You know, thinking over. Yeah. And then, as it builds, it's this pressure, or like this warmth that like starts your legs, and then it just radiates. It just like travels up your trunk and almost into your throat and behind your ears. And then you have to close your eyes because, like, you don't want to overstimulate yourself. You can only think about what you're feeling. And at least for me, my head starts to pound. I don't think I'm gonna last that long today. I'll let it out. So, I think today, I think probably I'm gonna come around your mouth. Quicker than usual. Yeah, my head hurts a bit. Oh god, guys, was I loud? Every time. Oh god. Perfect timing, cat. Okay. I'll probably be ready for another 1.5 hours. time. In the meantime, I'm sure we can find something for me to do for you. But that's probably going to be a part two. It would be really hot to kiss you and taste myself all over your lips. Yes, please. Yes, please. Okay. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to post this.